pray now, God, that your word comes forth like never before. That we stand back, God, so that people won't see frail Michael, but they will see mighty Jesus. God, open people's hearts and ears, so they may hear what the Spirit is about to say to this church. God, I pray for every single soul, every single heart, every person that may be at the crossroads of life, God. May something be said or done in this service that may change it all. Add, God, what you need to add. Take away what you need to take away, God. I pray this morning that the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart has been acceptable in your sight. For truly, O Lord, you are my strength. Lord, you are my redeemer. In Jesus' name I do pray. Let the faithful of God say, amen.
Amen. Amen.
It's good that you are in John chapter 9. We've been here for a good while now. And by now, I ask you the question. Don't raise your hand. Don't answer the question. Just think about it. Archer's Grove members and friends have been coming the last couple of weeks. We've been in this book extensively. And I'm reading and been picking different verses that the Holy Ghost has given me. But the question I'm going to ask you this morning, I want you to think about it. How many of you have went back and actually read the Gospel of John? Just think about it. Think about it. How many of y'all have read the Gospel of St. John in its entirety? That's a good question, ain't it? I ain't going to mess with y'all this morning. In this text, it's interesting that it begins with Jesus. Y'all see it? Said as he went along, he saw a man blind from birth. And when he saw the man blind from birth, notice that the disciples immediately took the focus off God and off Jesus and put it on the man and his parents. Because the question they asked was, who's sinning? The man or his parents? Jesus said, neither. If you have your Bibles and you're following with me, Jesus said, this was done so that you would know, ain't that right? That this may be displayed in him. In other words, God the Father sent me, and what I do glorifies him. And what's getting ready to take place is not because of us, it's because of him.
Yes, sir.
Then he says, we must work the works of him that sent me while it's day, because at night no one can work. I hope y'all are getting that right now, that it's all about him. The Pharisees, after that man got healed, the people already knew that this young man was blind from birth. So they start talking. Y'all know how they start talking. Don't sell me that like y'all don't talk. And they want to know, is it him? Look like him. Act like him. I think it's him. He said, I am he. But the Pharisees, what they did was they got angry. They wanted to know, where is the one that healed you?
Yeah.
Notice this. They were so worried about rules and regulations.
Right.
They were so worried about the Sabbath day that they didn't have sense enough to glorify God and thank him because someone's sight was restored.
Yeah.
Oh, don't act like y'all know what I'm talking about when y'all do the same thing. Y'all know we said the Lord brought us out of darkness into the marvelous light.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, we all act like a fool at one time or another. We showing up was in the dark. And when God brought us out, amen, if nobody else give God the glory, you celebrate the fact that God has blessed you. While other folk ran you down, it did not matter. Amen. Because you said, like I said, if I can make it to the house of the Lord one more time, I'm going to lose my mind for him. Pharisees want to know, who healed you? Second time they came, asked the parent, who healed you? Parent said, he is grown. If you want to know who healed him, ask him. Yeah, I'm still on him.
Yeah.
Said Jesus, verse 35, that Jesus heard and that they had thrown him out. Throw them out of the church, y'all. We do the same thing, and we don't physically throw folk out. We talk about them so bad, and we're so far from God because we act like we know Him. We don't talk like Him. We don't think like Him. Therefore, sometimes I wonder, do we belong to Him? They threw him out. When Jesus found out they threw him out, said Jesus found him. And he said, who is it, sir? The man asked. Said, tell me so that I may believe in him. Yes. Ah, my God, my God.
Come on now.
Jesus said, you have seen him.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, you talking to him. And before I get on into him, I want to tell you, so I got to text this, that the Pharisees that were with him, look, said heard him. And then they wanted to know, because Jesus said, some of y'all are really blind. They wanted to know, are we blind? Jesus said, yeah, you blind. You blind because you said, I see. I can talk about it to church folk from this perspective.
Yes.
The Bible says that you have to walk by faith and not by sight. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7, in case you're writing. The fact is that most of us walk by sight. If we can't see it, if we can't count it, if we can't recall it, then we don't believe it. But if he said it, I can do it. If he said it, I'm going to do it. Because he said I can do it. Jesus said, y'all blind. The reason you blind is because you think you can see. Have you ever talked to folk who you've done what they're trying to do? You've already seen what's going to happen if they keep walking this path. You're trying to tell them. But they know everything, isn't that right? So what you do is you step back and let them walk in darkness long enough. I don't know if you ever been. Have you ever been in a room trying to find the light? Trying to figure out what you're going to do? That's why most of us are lost in our life, because we're thinking about us and forget it's all about Him. 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 Pronoun. Him. Him refers to a male, or it could be a boy or a young man. A male. Him. It could be an animal. Amen. Of the male species, we'll just say him. Isn't that right? Him. 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 Him was a homophone. Him. You gotta be careful when you're talking about him. What him are you talking about? You talking about H-E-M, him? Like the hem of my robe, amen, that's sewed up, the hem? Is that the hem you talking about? Are you talking about hymns? Like the hymnals we sing, Amazing Grace. Oh, I want to see him. It is well with my soul. What hymn are you talking about? Because Miriam said, when they got over to the Red Sea, she said, I'm going to give glory to him. In the book of Exodus, it talks about the hem of the garment. Amen. That hem was put on priests so that when they went into to do the sacrifices in the temple, in case they wasn't right, they died. They didn't have the grace that we had. Lie and come to church. Cheat and come to church. Talk about folk and come to church. And God still let you breathe. In the Old Testament, I don't care. You got fake, false preachers today who stand in the pulpit who claim to know him. Who don't know the people, don't care about the people, acting like they represent him. But in the book of Exodus, when they went into the tabernacle or the temple to do the work of the Lord, if they wasn't right, they fell dead and they died. So what they did was they took bales and pomegranate and put it on the bottom of his hem. So that if you kept hearing noise, you know he was in there doing the sacrifice of the Lord. But if he got silent in there, y'all know you had to go get him and drag him out by the rope that was around his waist, because he was dead. Amen. And then I told you, it's him. H-Y-M-N. We are to always talk to each other. That's what Paul said. Not talk about each other, but talk to each other in hymns and songs and spiritual things. Say that right? Talking about
what it's all about. Him. You know, Mark told me, I'm scared, Pastor, because I'm scared. I've done all I can. I said, Doc, it's about him. When you preach him, some things gonna happen when you talk about him. I never felt bad and just start talking about him. That'd be great, y'all, talking about him. As you talk about him, you feel a little bit better in the hospital, sick, but you didn't begin to talk about him. Your doctor says you got to take this and you got to do this and you got to do that. And I just say, him is a healer. Him told me. Him. 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 Jesus said you talk to him and you see it. Let me bring that before I get happy. Him. There's so many hymns in John 9. But in the Bible, Sister Chloe, there's so many hymns. H-I-M. Him. Your book is about him. Your world is about him. The earth belongs to him. We belong to him. And we beheld his glory because of him. Him, him, him. Ephesians 4:1 said we were chosen from the foundation of the world in him. Don't let nobody tell you you don't belong to him. Before that wall of wind or where God fixed that, where he put you in him. Yeah, it's not about Mike. But you better not mess with Mike because we are the children of God. And no weapon formed against you shall be able to prosper. Because every time somebody come against you, Brother Roger, they gonna see him. Who is him? Grace is him. Mercy is him. Love is him. Forgiveness is him. It's all about him. Jesus, if you write Ephesians 1 and 4, write it down, Ephesians 1 and 4. Before your mother and father got together, the Lord had already thought about you, and he brought you to this earth in him. Ephesians 1 and 7 said, in him, we have redemption from the blood, body blood, from sin. I don't care what you did. If you belong to him, you look like him. You start acting like him. You talk like him. When folks mess you over, you say, Father, forgive them. But they know not what they do because I can say it because I'm in him. Ephesians 1:11 said, in him. Ephesians 1:11, if you write Ephesians 1:11, say, in him. We have the inheritance of God. It may not look like it, but you got it. You might not be able to write a check, but God can give you favor. Well, a man who don't have the favor of God might have the money, but the person won't take his check. But because you in him, God will give you favor, amen. Because you have the inheritance of him. Ephesians 1:13 goes back to in him. In him. We trust him. Ain't that right? Yeah. Proverbs 3:6 says, trust in him. Yeah. If you trust in him, he'll direct your path because you are in him. He'll order your steps in him. I'm trying to tell y'all, if the church would get right and realize that it's all about him, preaching would be easy because it's not about me. It's all about him. If the choir would realize, when they sing and give praises unto God, it's all about him. If y'all would realize that it's all about him, you could testify in the face of the devil that it's all about him. Jesus 1:17, God and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, which is him, may give you wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. My God, Ephesians 1:20, God worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead, seated him on the right hand in heavenly places, far above principalities and powers in him. My God, Ephesians 2:18, through him, Because I just talked about in him. Now let's talk about through him. Through him, we have access to the Father. Don't let nobody tell you that you can't talk to your God, go to church. You can walk up by the blood of Jesus, say I'm in him and through him. Father, I want to talk to you. Not my mother, not my father, not my sister, not my brother, but it's me, oh Lord. Standing in the name of prayer. You come to me. I'm coming in the name of him. Acts 17 said, in him we live, we move, and we have our being. Walk on away from us, Stephen Hall, and we still living because the Lord is living on the inside of us. Block me, throw a stone to block in my way, Sister Corey. We still gonna move forward because in him we live. In him we move. Deacon Turner, in him, it's all about him. We're going to preach about him. We're going to talk about him. We're going to live for him. We're going to magnify him. We're going to glorify him. We're going to praise him. Because it's all about him. More than conquerors. And we've talked about in him. We've talked about for him. What happens when you allow him to work through you? Lord have mercy. Romans 8:37. We are more than conquerors, Deacon. Through pain, through treatment. We are still more than conquerors, Mr. Case. Through him who loved us. Sister Barbara Johnson is all about him. Let him work on you. Through him. Him. Philippians 2 and 9, Brother Sir. I'm sorry to need to give you all these Bible verses, but yes, y'all won't tell y'all Bible. Y'all won't read y'all Bible. So long as I got you for another 10 minutes, I'm going to tell you what the scripture says. Philippians 2 and 9. Therefore, God has highly exalted him and given him a name that's above every name. That in the name of Jesus, every knee gonna bow because of him. Every tongue gonna confess because of him. Go ahead on and let people lie. Go ahead on and lie in the White House. Go ahead on and lie in the Capitol. Go ahead on and lie, Mr. CEO. Go ahead on and lie. Those who are in control of medicine and pharmacies where people need their medicine. Go ahead on and keep telling lies. But one of these days, him gonna come. When I was in trouble, him came. When I was in trouble, Brother Seneca, him came. I was feeling pretty bad. I was treating folk pretty bad. And the Holy Spirit brought a scripture to me. Ephesians 3:20. Now unto him. Help who's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that you can ask or think. It's all about him. But not only that, some of y'all are slipping this moment. I call it your transmission is slipping. Your mind is slipping. Your money is slipping. Your body is slipping. Your family is slipping. But that's all right. I know one who's a solid rock. And if you put your foot on him, Jude said it like this in Jude 24:25. Now unto him who's able to keep you from falling. Is that right? And present you faultless before the throne of his glory. Never say himself. There's no such word as himself. He's talking about himself. Because everything that the Father, God and the Son said, he said it about the Father. Everything the Father did glorified the Son. And everything the Holy Spirit does is about him. The Holy Spirit will never make it about us. It will never make it about you. The Holy Spirit, when he shows up, you know he's in the house because you start talking about him. Because y'all can't take no more. I'm gone. I'm gone. When I tell you that that young man was blind and he could not see. The Bible says he was blind from birth. That's his physical birth. But for all of us, were born blind. The Bible says we were born in sin and shaped in iniquity. Paul said that the those of this world cannot see is because they are blinded by the God of this world. And they cannot hear the glorious gospel that we preach. But I'm going to preach it till Jesus comes. Because I'm like Jeremiah. Him is like fire shut up in my mind. It's all about him. Colossians said, we are rooted in him. When you're in him, can't nobody pluck you out of his hands, because it's all about him. Yeah, him who died and him who rose. Amen. It's all about him. They said him got up with all power in his hands. It's all about him. Amen. I wish somebody would be bold enough and grab your neighbor and say, neighbor, it's all about him. Neighbor, the whole neighbor. Look at your other neighbor. Say, neighbor, whole neighbor. It's all about him. That everything that has breath, praise ye the Lord. I'm going when I tell you, be built up in him. Believe in him. Trust him. Mirror him. Acknowledge him. Emmanuel, God with us. It's all about him. Bible said, I'm going. I got to give you these points. I got to feel it so good that I forgot all about it. My points was, the man said, if you show me him, I want to go see him. So that I may believe in him. That's why Romans said that faith cometh by and hearing by the word. Yeah. Once you hear the word of God, you're supposed to believe in him. That's all I'm trying to tell you. You got to believe in him. Then the young man Jesus said, I am him. And you're not only talking to him, but you have seen him. The man said, that's a good thing, because now I'm going to worship him. John 4:24 says we must worship him in spirit and in truth. I ain't got to go to church. Yes, you do. Because you need the power of the other saints working together. Why are you reading? Why are you praying? Why are you studying? You bring it all to the circle and you put it in, and then you lift him and he will fix your situation. Well, my friends, Michael Thompson's time is about up. But I want to tell you today, as I go to my seat, let everything that have breath praise you. Him came when you thought he wasn't coming. Him might not have been on time like you thought he was. But when him comes, he's always on time. I'm trying to tell you that it's all about him. Talking about what you did. You can't come to God's house and lift up holy hands. You're coming in by him. You're coming through him. You're coming for him. Because it's all about him. It's all about him. This is my clothes and I'm gone. Revelation, as we go into Revelation, we've been there in Bible study. Well, if you go to Revelation chapter 1, the Bible says that God gave it to him. God gave it to him, Bishop. And then not only did God give it to him, it said him gave it to his servants. And his servant was Jesus Christ, because it said in him, who is, who was, and is to come. It's all about him. And let folk go ahead on your life. See, y'all thought I was going to talk about black history. But the problem is we keep talking about black history, but we ain't making our own history. How many of you? At the list of inventors. You don't have to talk about black history. Because all of American history is about black history. But I'm trying to tell you, with black history, without his history, without his story, it's not history at all. President Trump, God bless his heart, he probably didn't know no better. And I hold the evangelicals, those spiritual leaders who say that they are watching over him, God over him, when that man stood up and said he did more for Christianity than Jesus Christ. Somebody was supposed to have said something. I said, oh, I so wish I had been there. You didn't have to put me on CNN. You didn't have to let no chapter 1, yeah, verse 4. It says, to him who loved us and freed us, him loved us and him freed us. Yeah, y'all keep on talking about Abraham, ring out loud. Now, him freed us. You better not forget that him freed you. Then it says, to him that loved you.